Today, I am proud to announce that the Economic Assistance Program will be called the Emergency Commodity Assistance Program, ECAP.
And that's Secretary Rollins addressing U.S. corn and soybean producers at Commodity Classic about the change that USDA is making in distributing the disaster and economic relief funds to farmers that was passed by Congress late last year.
And given the dire state of the farm economy in the last 2 weeks since I've been on the job, we have been working very diligently and as quickly as humanly possible, understanding the urgency of getting these funds out the door.
Rollins went into further detail about the new program.
ECAP is the new program to help us distribute that $30 billion in funds that the Congress passed in December. They gave us 90 days to start distributing that first $10 billion in economic assistance, and we are on track to beat that and get that money starting to move immediately in the next few weeks.
She says USDA has created a more streamlined process to avoid a bureaucratic bottleneck and get funds to producers who need them as quickly as possible.
FSA will use the 2024 acreage reporting data you previously filed to initiate that application process. I mean, this is just common sense. Why wasn't this happening before? Now we're moving into the new era of common sense at USDA.
Rollins adds that USDA is using fair and transparent standards for calculating payments to producers.
It will not be based on DEI metrics, but instead will be based on need regardless of your skin color or geographic location.
Read more about USDA's new Emergency Commodities Assistance Program at HoosierAgToday.com. Reporting from Commodity Classic in Denver, I'm CJ Miller.